This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, a lucky day.
November the 13th. Why not consider it lucky? Instead of all the silly stuff that goes along with the number 13, people are worried, they get scared, they're fearful. No, the 13th is a great day. Just like Mercury being in retrograde is great. I think it comes out, actually, in the next day or two, Victoria, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's on its way out.
This has been pretty easy, I think.
Yeah,
right?
It has been.
I've had a few computer glitches here and there. I got an email from my mom last night. It was a response to an email that I had sent in August.
Oh,
so
good.
That was fun.
Sober. What'd you say, Jennifer?
So my dad's had a tough Mercury retrograde as far as like things breaking and losing keys and all that. So he'll be happy to see it over.
Well, right. So we're going to have you and your father are going to have dinner on Friday night, right? We'll straighten all of that.
Yes,
that'll be good.
Right.
I have some good news.
Mercury out of retrograde.
Yes, right. I have some good news for Jennifer. Brings us up to date on some things that aren't necessarily so good. The research is in, and the new info, the new data on talk spoken word formats shows that since last year, the number of people listening to our program and programs like this has increased 20%. And the number of people listening to music has decreased only 5%. So that would tell you, and I think some of this is being helped, frankly, by podcasting, people getting to know podcasters. So there's a familiarity, there's a coexistence. There's a goodness, age-wise and otherwise. A lot of people your age, Kara, are listening to podcasts, and then they find that some of the things that they're listening to are of interest to them, so they go find the same sort of thing on the radio. That's good. Nothing but good. Good, good, good. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Victoria Keelan at the ready from her perch in New Jersey. Jennifer Horn is here in Los Angeles with an update on the impeachment hearings
Well, the public part of the impeachment hearing
stuff, yeah, okay.
Right, is scheduled to start today. It'll start around 10 a.m. East Coast time. There's another hearing that'll happen this week on Friday morning. That'll start at 9 a.m. Everybody probably will be having this. The talk radio station that you're listening on, many television networks will be giving this lots and lots of coverage. And I think it's kind of interesting to note that we're only going to hear from certain witnesses publicly. Just found that out. I thought the whole thing was going to be covered.
Who chooses as part of who's going to be spoken?
Adam
Schiff. Schiff does, okay.
Yeah.
They can tell
so
where that's going.
Another weird inequity in all of this. There are a couple of witnesses that will appear today. William Taylor is the top diplomat in Ukraine. And he told investigators that he learned shortly after he was tapped for his post that there was a parallel foreign policy channel set up that he believed undermined U.S. national security interests. You're also going to hear from a person named George Kent, who's a Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs. And George Kent described how Rudy Giuliani was involved in all of this and probably shouldn't have been. He went against the traditional bipartisan approach. Approach regarding U.S. support for Ukraine. So those two will be the ones testifying publicly today. They've already testified behind closed doors. Their transcripts were released a while ago. And that's what I think is kind of crazy about all of this. The Democrats, Adam Schiff, is only allowing people that I think he thinks there's a narrative to craft to testify publicly. So anybody who testified behind closed doors that kind of backed up the president's claim, they will not be allowed to testify publicly. So the process is a bit skewed. I wish we were taking this more seriousness. I'm not trying to say don't try to the impeachment hearings. If you think there's something there, by all means, go for it. But just make
it
fair.
Take it seriously?
It just doesn't make it. Well, I mean, if you're going to have an impeachment hearing or inquiry against a president, just do it fairly. I mean, that's what. Whether people
Why would you expect them to be fair? Come on.
Because actually, Jared Clinton,
the Republicans absolutely were. The Republicans gave the president due process. He was there along the way. The rules were fair. Whether you agreed with the process or not, that's. Look, I don't agree with this process. People may not have agreed with the process against Bill Clinton. But once we actually got into this phase, there was a set of rules that allowed him to defend himself. And that's not happening here. So that's what I take issue with. It just be fair. This is the most serious thing our country can do. Don't make it a joke, I think.
I think it is a joke. I think the whole thing is a joke.
Well, I think the one thing we can all agree on, wherever you are politically, is that Rudy Giuliani should not have been involved with Ukraine. So I think that seems to be
I don't necessarily agree with that.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because he was... I mean,
why
I don't think he should be involved with our foreign...
Why should the president's personal lawyer be involved in anything?
Because he was investigating
like
the claims against the president from 2016. And the president has a right to have a lawyer do that. And so, for me, is Rudy Giuliani the perfect person for this? No.
No.
Should, but the president does have a right to an attorney, and that attorney does have the right to prove that his client is innocent. And so, yeah, is it unfortunate that he was mixed up in this?
I think after he won the election, I think that what, I know you're going to disagree with this, but there were no claims against him at this point that matter. It doesn't matter.
Oh, that's not true. That was when he was investigating.
He already won
the
election. So this is happening in July. So really, this seems a hell of a lot more like digging up dirt on Joe Biden than actually trying to preserve his good name.
This is all about 2016 and not about 2020, actually. And that's where people are really mistaken.
Really don't believe that.
Because this was all about the start of the investigation and the spying into the Trump campaign. This was all about the corruption that was coming out of the Obama administration that started that. Many people don't want to acknowledge it, but the facts are the facts that the Obama administration worked behind the scenes against their political opposition.
Listening to all of this, listening to this, but you don't. You say you don't believe it, Victoria, and Jennifer doesn't believe you. What happens, this is just sort of a mini example.
Facts aren't even facts anymore.
Well,
that's
how do you know what the facts, I don't know what the facts are,
that's
frankly.
That's exactly my point.
They don't like. That's the problem.
But there are also times when we all take something that we like. We think information, we glam onto that, and then we spread it as if it were the truth. I frankly don't know what the truth is, and frankly, I don't give a damn what the truth is. I'm interested in my country being run efficiently, effectively, and professionally, and that's not happening. It is not being run well on either side by either party. The country is in shambles. It is a mess.
It is.
There's no resolve to any of the problems.
It's absolute chaos.
And the chaos is created in part by Trump and his actions and his attitude, and the rest of it, the chaos is created by the Democrats who are doing all they can to try to deal with a man that can't be dealt with in the way that they want to deal with him. It just is impossible. You're not going to deal with him that way. It isn't going to work. You're not going to get him out of office. You're not going to gain at the polls. So how are you serving the best interests of our country? You're not. And none of this stuff is. It becomes a circus, a sideshow. Can you imagine what a complete waste of time it is, other than the theater that's provided by having all the television cable channels carry these hearings?
And it's bad
theater
at that,
stations.
Because it's not entertaining to anyone.
No.
It's just giving everybody, the whole country has agita. It's not like this is doing any of us any good at all. So the whole thing is just chaos. That's how it feels. Every day that I wake up, it feels chaos.
Yeah, that's really what's interesting.
Yeah, the real entertainment got canceled. Judge Judy, everything during the day is going on. We don't even have Judge
All because
Judy.
They want to see what the ratings are going to be like so that they can see if there's an appetite for this.
There's just a
pre-designed outcome. The Democrats already have the votes. This is now where they're introducing their case, essentially. And it's a messaging war. And so that's what's going to happen between now and the end of the year. So lock and load, that's what's going to happen. And it'll
I'd
end
rather
with
have Christmas.
Impeaching Trump.
I went
Me
by
too.
Somebody's house yesterday, and the Christmas decorations were out already. They were the front lawn. The house
wanted to have mine done last weekend.
You know what? I'm ready for it because I'm so tired of everything else going on in the world that if I spend the next 2 months thinking about Christmas, that's better than anything else.
It'll be
I saw the first
Christmas.
Hallmark movie of the
Just
year
a
yesterday.
Christmas,
I had it on in the background. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm ready for Christmas now. I've never, ever felt that way this early, but I'm ready too, Kara. I'm with you.
I went to see the Christmas movie with...
Don't spoil anything in this because I haven't seen it yet.
It was
Victoria. I'm serious because I've
heard
just
turn your volume down.
No,
you
know,
for real. Hold on.
No, but
wait.
There's a twist in the movie that some reviewers have already spoiled, and I have not read it. And Emilia Clarke, who's the star, has actually been going around saying that the reviewers have ruined the box office for this movie because they've given away the spoiler, and then everyone's like, oh, well, now I don't need to see it. So please do not spoil anything.
Well, just give us a yes or a no. What feeling did you have while watching it? Did you like it?
I liked the end of it. I liked the last 25 minutes of it. It was too long. It should be a one-hour TV show. The beginning of it was slow and kind of pedantic and a little predictable and, I guess, to the point of being boring. I was infatuated. I didn't see Game of Thrones. So this is my first introduction, really, to her.
No, it's not. It's your second. You loved her in the Han Solo movie.
Oh, right. That's true. Yeah, I did. Okay, yeah. So that was... But, I mean, in this case, you kind of get to see her and know her. She's playing a more likable, lovable part, if that's the way you want to describe it. It's worth spending some time. It just at the beginning, you'd be a little confused by what goes on, and then it is clear in the last 20, 25 minutes or so what really is going on. And I won't give it away because I don't think that's fair.
Thank you.
But it's too early for that movie. It should have come out after the 1st of December or after Thanksgiving. I think that
would have seen it. Because it was so busy. December stuff, it doesn't gets ignored, doesn't it, usually?
I don't think so. So I've seen two movies this week, and I liked them both. The thing about entertainment, so to kind of circle back for a few seconds to what we were talking about, the thing about entertainment is that sometimes you take it really seriously because it's really good or it's really something that you like or you want to have the distraction that Kara's talking about, or you want to live you dream to be that person who's on the screen even. And so with all of this stuff the equivalency on television is this foolishness over the impeachment. It just isn't. If you like that kind of stuff, God bless you. I suppose you ought to have what you want. But I don't understand the motivation for liking it on either side. I don't understand it.
I don't know anyone who likes it.
Yeah, nobody likes it.
No, there are some people who are liking it. Okay, let's find something else we can.
They're doing it.
Really like. Yeah, exactly. Power swabs has become the world's most advanced teeth whitening system. Did you know that? I will repeat myself, ladies. Power Swabs is now the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, and as such, has become the most popular of all of the teeth whitening systems. There are no messy strips, no annoying trays. You swab and go. Fast, easy. You can see the results in 5 minutes. There's no sensitivity to it whatsoever. Picture yourself. Look in the mirror now and picture how you're going to look after you've had a few treatments using power swabs. An average of 6 shades whiter in 7 days. You have a 30-day money-back guarantee now, but the best thing is you get visible results in less than 5 minutes, and you get free shipping when you use the DJV code, plus 40% off, plus an extra $10, so this is quite the deal. Real people, real results, you can see them on the website at powerswabs.com. More importantly, you can call 800-208-1797 now and get that bright smile. Holiday time means you need to look and feel your best. Power Swabs will get you there. 800-208-1797. Use that DJV code with an additional, 40% off, then an additional $10 off, plus a free quick stick. That's what That's really what Victoria likes. 800-208-1797. 21 after the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tears in Texas, Escoside in St. Louis. Our reckless travels led us to the state of Missouri. I cried clear across Carolina, found somebody in Tennessee. There's no hill in Oklahoma, and that's okay with me.
It's okay with me to have Reba on this program whenever we have some Reba news. Let's put it front and center on the DJV program. Jennifer likes it, Victoria likes it, Carol likes it, I like it, and you obviously like it because she's so popular. And now she's announcing a series of headlining tour dates for next year. Springtime 2020 brings, first stop is Evansville, Indiana. And then they're going to be in Biloxi, Mississippi, St. Paul, Minnesota. There are 12 dates all together. Grand Rapids, Michigan. Perfect places for her.
Tell me she's coming this way, because one of the things on my list is to see Dolly Parton, and I've never seen her.
It's not Dolly Parton, it's Reba. Did I say Dolly?
Oh, Reba. I'm sorry. No, we were talking about Dolly. Oh, I've seen Reba. That's fine.
Yeah,
we're good.
Right. We're talking about Dolly Austin here. Just as an aside, the Dolly Parton special was on ABC last night. It was quite good, quite telling. It was a good story about her. So we'll get to that later on. Anyway, tickets go on sale a week from Friday for this 12-day tour. She said, quote, "I'm so excited to get back out on the road, visit some places I haven't been to in a while." Before the end of the year, she's going to head back to Vegas to play several dates with Brooks and Dunn for their ongoing residency. That's a good show. Caesar's
That's a
Palace.
Really fun show, yeah.
Is it? Yeah, okay. Matter of fact, tonight, she's going to be on the 53rd CMA Awards, serving alongside Carrie Underwood, who has been there for 12 years doing this, and Dolly is also set to perform as part of the All-Star opening number that features her co-hosts and several others, including the Highwaywoman, the Highwayman.
This is the Highwayman. That's what it's based on. That's what you always think of.
I know. So Highwaywoman should be. Sarah Evans, Tanya Tucker. Additional, Reba is going to give a solo performance during the show and sing her hit, Fancy. Fancy! She released her latest album, Stronger Than the Truth, in April, a couple of days before she served as the host of the ACM Awards in Vegas. So, Reba's keeping her significance valuable, shall we say. She and Dolly certainly, I think, are. Is Maren Morris, not Maren Morris, but Miranda Lambert coming along to fill the shoes down the road? How, she's about half their age, isn't she? How old is Miranda Lambert?
33, probably.
Yeah, 34. And Reba and Dolly both. Dolly's in her 70s, Reba's in her 60s. Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm right with that. 26 after the hour. Next country item is Merle Fest. There you go. We're going to the Blue Ridge Mountains in North Carolina. They've been doing this for 30 years or more. Merle Fest. Merle Haggard, named after Merle Haggard. Presented a lineup of country folk, bluegrass, Americana music. 4-day event taking place in April. The 23rd to the 26th will continue the tradition. Appearances from Willie and his family, mostly his family, because he can't sing much anymore. He's been, what is he, 86, 87, somewhere in there, I think Willie is. Allison Krause. What's that, 86?
I think 86.
I think that's it, yeah. Allison Krause is there, the Jerry Douglas Band, Jim Lauderdale, Sam Bush, Donna the Buffalo. Huh? Who's Donna the Buffalo?
They're all bluegrass fans.
They're all, yeah. They're not household names unless you're a real bluegrass fan.
Yeah, it's not
fan,
named after.
That's kind of the point of
it. It's named after someone else, not Merle Haggard. And
it's named after his son, Merle, who's named after Merle Haggard.
Doc Watson's son. So they were both.
Got it.
Yeah, both.
Okay, got it. Okay. Eddie Merle Watson killed in a tractor accident on a farm in 1985. Okay, I got it. The annual event is one of the chief fundraising efforts for Wilkesboro, North Carolina's Wilkes Community College Foundation, which funds scholarships, educational needs, and other projects. 13 stages. Wow. Merle Fest, one of the country's biggest and most popular music festivals, also become well known for the annual Chris Austin Songwriting Contest. That's now in its 28th year. Contest named for the North Carolina musician who was touring with Reba in 91, was among the seven members of her band killed in a plane crash. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Songs in the competition are judged by a panel of Nashville music industry professionals. A first for 2020 will be Patio at Merle Fest, a ticket upgrade that will offer comfortable seating in a covered area with views of the Watson and the cabin stages. So the tickets are on sale now for this thing for next year, the Merle Fest. 28 after the hour.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License and all fit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Nearly half of all Americans surveyed say the whistleblower behind the Trump impeachment inquiry should come forward. That poll released yesterday from CBS News finds 47% of Americans think the whistleblower should be, quote, forced to be made public. 53% say the person should remain anonymous. All eyes are on Washington today as the Trump impeachment inquiry begins the public hearing phase. Two Trump administration diplomats are scheduled to testify. We're still in the thick of fall, but much of the nation is already feeling winter-like weather, including in New Jersey, where they got a quick dusting of snow yesterday.
Somebody walked in and said, oh my God, it's snowing already.
That woman in Morristown, New Jersey, at least six people have been killed on icy roads, though, as that storm blew through the Midwest. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All right, let's get back to the action here. November 13th is upon us. It's Wednesday on the DJV program. You know, it's not what all of us say that determines whether it's good or bad, true or false. But the information that we all try to convey, it's up to you to figure out. You listen with your head sometimes, you listen with your heart, but we are all listening, and that's what's good according to the stats. Good thing. Nice to have radio, especially news talk radio, conversation radio, doing as well as it is. We're all thankful for that. All of us being Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. There's a big story Victoria has on Juul and the fate of the vaping companies.
Yeah, not the singer.
No, this is J-U-U-L. This is a company that the biggest tobacco outfit in the world, Altria, invested billions in, and they have taken in the third quarter a $4.5 billion write-off because Juul is going into the tank, it would seem. At least that would be the indication from the info you've got there, Victoria.
it does seem like it's heading in that direction. They've announced that they are laying off 16% of their workforce. That equals 650 employees. And this is, of course, they voluntarily last week stopped selling their mint refill pods. And that's essentially, they were getting rid of the fruit-flavored stuff, the stuff that appeals to kids. And that's where almost every state has put a call out for that to happen. And Juul voluntarily did that. Some other companies, not so much voluntarily, but others, some states like New York has actually just put it into law that any of the flavored stuff is banned. And a lot of states are coming up with their own. I think California also did that, too. They're coming up with their own legislation because there's no federal law yet, and it takes, well, no one's working in the federal government right now. It's all the impeachment stuff, so nothing's getting done, so states are actually kind of ramping up their legislation to fight this. And the mint refills that Juul stopped selling last week, they actually account for 70% of their business. So you can see, like you said, Doug, it's heading in that direction.
Yep.
It was a big deal for them to cut that, and they cut 70% of their business out. Not really sure what's going to happen to them moving forward.
Well,
there are some consumers who still use them to help quit smoking, but kids are, you know, it's
after
a huge problem.
News gets out about this press conference from yesterday at Detroit's Henry Ford Hospital. Go Google Henry Ford Hospital or Google vaping-related illness, and you'll see the picture of the lungs of a teenager who would have died this past week if it were not for a double lung transplant.
Wow.
The doctor, who is a thoracic surgery specialist in this sort of thing, he told reporters that this kid would have been dead by now. 16 years old, a male. He was admitted to the hospital last month for what appeared to be pneumonia. As he never got out of the hospital. He's better now, but I mean, he's not been out of the hospital. He was transferred to the intensive care unit at Detroit's Children's Hospital, where he was diagnosed with this death. This was a death sentence. He was put on life support, continued to deteriorate. He was on the list for a lung transplant because of his age and the severity of his condition. He was given a transplant.
A double lung transplant. That's amazing.
Actually, my friend who just passed away over the weekend had one for cystic fibrosis.
So it took 6 hours to do this, to replace both his lungs. The appearance of the lungs was worse than he expected. You look at the picture of this. Any parent who knowingly allows your child to use this poison ought to be hung up.
Well, I do have to make one clarification, and I am no fan of e-cigarettes or Juul, but the people who are suffering from these lung diseases are suffering because they've used kind of not supported pods, essentially.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly.
They're putting their own marijuana in there, and it was just revealed that they might have actually figured out what it was about these particular pods that are causing all these people to get sick. I guess they're putting in, like, a vitamin E oil with the marijuana to try to, I don't know what it does.
My friend's husband is a chemist, and, you know, over a year ago, I remember we were sitting on the beach, and somebody was vaping next to us, and it had that horrible chemical blueberry smell. And he said, my friend's husband was the chemist. He was like, you know what? He said, I'm telling you right now, in a year, you're going to see so many people are sick because they're using vitamin E acetate as the stabilizing oil.
Yeah,
and that's because you need an oil in there. And so it's vitamin E acetate.
Vitamin E will kill you.
Well, and that's what's making
all these people sick.
And that's what it is. And whether you're using a vape that has marijuana in it or if you're using one that has nicotine, it doesn't really matter. It's kind of interesting because during the press conference yesterday, I've been reading some of the transcript, they actually pointed out that vitamin E acetate is now what they've pinpointed as the actual culprit. Most of the people who are sick have been actually using the marijuana vapes, but they said the difference is vitamin E acetate is very sticky. It's like honey, and it stays in your lungs.
It plugs
the
up
THC.
The cilli in your lungs, just like the tar in cigarettes.
Right.
Except it does it much faster.
Right.
It plugs up everything and makes it faster for you to die.
And so they're saying now that the THC itself in marijuana is actually not the problem. That doesn't stay in your lungs. That passes through. It's this vitamin E acetate.
Well,
so
you know
that's
what happens
why.
In
so
general.
It's different than smoking like a bong, essentially. Yeah,
well,
it's not what they're saying, but that's what I'm saying.
Well, there are those people who just don't want to have marijuana become part of the lexicon, even though it is. Marijuana has its beneficial aspects and its negative aspects, as does most other whatever you were talking about. The Juul, to sort of follow up on what Jennifer said, has been very helpful getting some people off of smoking. That part of it was good. The rest of it has been a nightmare, a disaster. It's been used improperly. There wasn't regulation on it, and there wasn't oversight. So using marijuana in a medicinal way or in ways that are, if you will, responsible by adults who understand what they're doing is one thing. But this thing became a willy-nilly way for kids to go have what they think is a good time, and the result is, what's going on with this kid? The double lung transplant? And what they should do is sue Juul, not that they're going to be able to get anything because they'll be bankrupt before you know it, but this is the way, you know, some of this stuff goes. I find it abhorrent that there has been the advertising that's done for this, the way kids worked it over, the lack of information in science classes in high school. Excuse me, go ahead, Karen.
Well, I guess it does have to do with the advertising because the mentality surrounding Juuls and vaping, it just came out of nowhere, and it became this, I don't know, cool thing. And maybe that's what it was like with cigarettes, too. But I remember I had a couple friends on Facebook that I knew from high school, and they had either opened vape shops or were working in a vape shop, and it was just no big deal to them. And they would talk to other friends and be like, yeah, let me know if there's any flavors you want, and I can mix it up. And I just remember looking at it and being like, you guys are not idiots, so why is this such a fun, cool thing for you? And I have been saying from the very beginning that this was going to happen, that, you know, in a couple years we were going to see all of these people getting sick and, you know, all of the physical health issues from it. And I don't know, it's like nobody realized that was a thing.
Well, there should have been more attention paid to it in schools. There should have been more attention paid to it by parents. Youngsters in and of themselves at a certain age become responsible for themselves, but there's a fine line as to when that is. And in the meantime, you know, the power of advertising, I make my living, and so do you, with advertisements, but you got to be plenty sophisticated as to how this stuff is presented. So some very important food for thought there, no question. Today, Wednesday the 13th of November, is World Kindness Day, a day that was formed back in 98 to promote kindness all over the world, observed annually on November 13th as part of the World Kindness Movement. It's observed in a lot of countries, here in our country, Canada, Japan, Australia, United Arab Emirates. World Kindness Day presents us with the opportunity to reflect upon one of the most important and unifying principles of humanity. On a day like this, devoted to the positive potential of both large and small acts of kindness, maybe you should think about promoting some kind of quality act, something that you can do on your own or with other people that'll bring people together, that'll help people. World Kindness Day, first introduced as a day of observation by the World Kindness Movement, this year the organization registered as an official NGO, a non-governmental organization, under Swiss law, but the history of the group stretches back to a convention held in Tokyo in 1997. So think about being kind. Every day we ought to think about it. I think we're more mindful, some of us, some days than others, for sure. But be guilty. I plead guilty to thinking with my heart more often than I think with my head. And sometimes it gets you into trouble. Sometimes, I mean, it depends on how you describe, I guess, or define trouble. I just think that it's better to be good and kind. We're not all perfect. We all make mistakes, that's for sure. And sometimes I can be a little off when it comes to some people and certain things. But I don't know, maybe it starts with animals. Animals are a way we can be kind. It's easier, for whatever the reason, for us to be kind to our animals than it is to other human beings. You ever notice that?
They don't have political views, so that's one start. One thing.
That is one thing to think about. All right, in sports, there's one item that got my attention. I don't know if any of you have another item to help yourself. college basketball. First big upset of the season. Top-ranked Kentucky fell to Evansville, 67-64. Apparently, Kentucky has a 39-game winning streak going for it. So that's kind of the same thing. Ohio State and Penn State this weekend, they both have not lost a game, right? I'm remembering from the experience I had this past weekend. So one of them is going down. I think that's what makes sports sort of exciting. If you get teams like that that are obviously really good, no matter what the sport, and you get them really good, and then I think it becomes an interesting event. Other than that, sometimes it just gets to be ooey. Speaking of ooey, Ricky Gervais is back as the host for the Golden Globes, and I say ooey because I find him obnoxious.
I love him.
Kind of going away from my heart. I'm sure somebody likes him and loves him.
He's a good example of that.
Yeah, people love him. The ratings are better when he's there.
I will say
what do you like about him?
I think he's funny. Yeah, okay. I think he's really funny. His new show on Netflix, I think it's Netflix, is phenomenal. It's not a comedy. It's called Afterlife.
Yeah, and it's I watched it, and it was really good.
Oh, it's so good. I think people underestimate him as an actor. Like a lot of great comedians, you know, when they take a serious role and people are blown away by it, that show is one of them. He's really great.
So I don't know why they didn't have...
funny.
The People's Choice Award, why didn't they wait to have that? These things all start right after the first of the year. For example, Golden Globes are on January 5th. Why in the world?
People's Choice is always around this time, I think.
Why?
But now they moved it to E. I don't know. It wasn't. Didn't get that much attention because I think they. I think it's sort of, you know, just dying a little bit.
Okay. All right. Here's something that's coming back to life. Jennifer, a sequel series to the hit show Weeds is in the works with Mary Louise Parker. Did you see that?
I did not see that, but I saw the Friends reunion. Did you see that?
No. What's that story? That
HBO
takes the air
Max.
Away from the Weeds.
I'm sorry, I know, but HBO Max released that there are plans underway to have an unscripted Friends reunion. So that might be a panel.
Like
it might be
Beverly
all of them
Hills
together.
Thing?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Mm-hmm. Really? Oh, okay. So the Weeds thing is being developed for Starz. It picks up where they wrapped in 2012. I don't know that show.
That show was so far ahead of its time.
Well, tell us about it a little bit, Victoria.
It was a family that I used to watch. It was a great show. Mary Louise Parker was the mom.
Kind of quirky. She's kind of a quirky character.
Very quirky,
yeah.
Yep. And they essentially, because this was way before, back like you said, it ended in 2012, so there was no legal marijuana. But to make ends meet, like as a family, they start selling
weed. Oh, so that's
and
what
so
it is. That's
now that it's legalized, it's kind of interesting. We'll see where the family goes now that they've got a lot more competition.
Got it. Okay. All right, Jen, tonight, what's on?
All right, well, the big story obviously will be the CMA Awards. The 53rd annual will be on ABC at 8 o'clock. If that's not what you're looking for tonight, The Masked Singer is new on Fox at 8 o'clock, and Triumph, the insult comic dog, will join the panelists.
Is that Masked Singer doing well? How is that?
Yeah.
Is anybody watching that?
Oh, yeah.
It's so fun. Oh, my gosh. It's great.
Yeah. So that's Fox tonight at 8 o'clock. You've also got The Preppy Murder, Death in Central Park on AMC at 9. This is about Jennifer Levin, who was strangled by her friend Robert Chambers back in 1986. It's a three-night docuseries that starts tonight. And the big interview, Dan Rather has sportscaster Bob Costas on Access TV at 8.
That'll be good. Don't forget that Calitrin is the way. As you get into the holiday season, you want to be healthy. You want to keep the weight down. This is the natural drug-free, stimulant-free way for you to get on a diet, stay on a diet. Well, you don't have to diet. You just get on the program, lose the weight. But you got to stay on it. You got to do it every day. And over the period of 4, 5, 6 months, you'll lose the weight and you'll keep it off. Natural Calitrin, Calotrien. Use the DJV code. Get free shipping and a fabulous deal on the product, which will help you a great deal during the holiday season to keep your weight where it is and needs to be. Calitrin.com. Best deal using the code DJV.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour. In this portion of this hour of the DJV program, we bring you companion information from Victoria Keelan, who is, I say companion because of a lot of people are trying to figure out what is making stuff work. This is sort of companion help for some of you. For example, if you're interested in knowing how well you're aging, you may be interested in this biotech company that will tell you if you're 50 or 30 or 90 or
however old you are, health-wise. Yeah.
I think that I am my age. At my age, I'm the new 50. What do you think about that?
Wow, you're 50, huh?
Yep. Well, I don't know. I mean, I live the life. My life is the same now as it has been for the past 40 years. Actually, it may be busier than it ever has been, or at least in the last 40 years or so. So I think I look upon myself. I think, you know me, I say age is just nothing but a BS number.
That's
it's
true.
How you live.
Yep.
How you live your life.
It is.
How you approach things. So anyway, what was this company all about?
That's exactly what this company is doing. It's a biotech in New York City. It's called Elysium Health, and they have a new DNA test. It's very similar to all the DNA tests for ancestry stuff. And so you spit in the vial, you send the sample to them, you wait 4 to 6 weeks for processing, and then they give you a very interesting report, whether, and it doesn't matter what your biological age is, your chronological age, I mean. Your chronological age is how old you actually are, how many years you've been on the planet. Your biological age, though, factors in all kinds of other things, your health, your mental well-being, things like that.
And you get so that out of spit?
Yes. They say they have found unprecedented levels of accuracy using this DNA kit. Now, it is pricey. This is a $500 kit. It's an at-home saliva test. But the kind of things that you can find out is how your physiological health has been doing. They've been trying to determine this for a long time. They use various biomarkers. They look at your cholesterol, your blood glucose, your skin elasticity, vascular function, things like that.
They get that all from a spit.
Yes, and then they make a mathematical model out of it. And so the index actually calculates your biological age, and it looks at the specific thing that they look at, and this is in the weeds a little bit, but the part of your DNA that's called methylation, DNAM is what they call it. And so that's those genes specifically, they're the ones that are inherited. Some of them are inherited, and then others are just your environmental factors, your lifestyle, like if you smoke, if you have high stress, if you exercise, your exposure to chemicals, which, I mean, look, who isn't exposed to chemicals on a daily basis in our country every day? And so the food that you eat and all that stuff. So all of that gets wrapped up into this one report. And I mean, I think this is something I might ask for Christmas, because I think it's going to be really interesting to see how you're doing in life. Yeah. How are you doing with all of these factors? And so they say the DNAM they're the most important things in the field of what they call epigenetics, and that's the science of gene expression. And so they found that the DNAM profiles correspond remarkably well with age-related biomarkers. So if you're looking, apparently the researchers were looking at blind DNAM profiles, and they were able to pinpoint if someone was 50, even 50 years old, like that's how old they would guess you are in terms of like the biological age versus how old you actually are in real life, how many turns around the sun you've had. And so they say that it's incredibly accurate. So this is pretty cool. It's Elysium Health. And so I think we're going to be hearing a lot more. And I'm sure once
Christmas too.
This is the first one that's going to hit the market. I'm sure there are going to be other companies that will start doing it as well,
24
too.
24 and me and all that other bunch.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, Dell has made an interesting pledge, Victoria.
Yeah, Dell is trying to get greener. Now, they have a long way to go. Dell says that they're trying to stem the greenhouse gases that lead to climate change. They're going to source 100% of their electricity from renewable sources like air and wind and solar and things like that. And that's going to be by 2040. Now, here's the downside. That sounds great. But Apple in 2018 already announced that they're using 100% renewable energy. So it's going to take 20 more years for Dell to catch up. It's not really great. But they say they're trying, and Dell is a very popular computer company. Most offices use Dell computers. And so they're trying to just be more energy efficient. The products will also be more energy efficient. They're continuing to expand their recycling program, which is a great program. It doesn't matter what brand. If you drop off at any Goodwill, participating Goodwill location, Dell works with FedEx, and then they will recycle all of your electronics. They said they've so far recovered 2 billion pounds of used electronics since 2008, but that only is 10% of the products that they sell. So they've got a long way to go, but at least they're heading in the right direction.
That's good. Nothing wrong with that. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here at your service and on your side on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.